Former Vice President Joe Biden took his presidential campaign to Michigan Wednesday, where he made a pitch to blue-collar workers in the battleground state that Trump carried by the narrowest of margins back in the 2016 presidential election. In contrast to President Donald Trump's campaign appearances, Biden made a point of following public health guidelines at his event.
Since I'm socially distanced, I'm allowed to take my mask off, they tell me, while I speak, but I promise I'll put it back on, Gov.
After praising unions and recalling his own ties to the auto industry, his father ran a General Motors agency and Biden still owns a 1967 Corvette, Biden wasted no time in jumping on the latest bombshell revelations from Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward. Biden says on the day the U.S. hit the total of 190,000 Americans dead from COVID-19, Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward's bombshell revelations came out, alleging that Trump knew but downplayed the threat of a pandemic as early as February.
He knew how deadly it was. It was much more deadly than the flu. He knew and purposely played it down. Worse, he lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months. He had the information. He knew how dangerous it was. And while this deadly disease ripped through our nation, he failed to do his job on purpose. It was a life and death betrayal of the American people. Experts say that if he had acted just 1 week sooner, 36,000 people would have been saved. If he acted 2 weeks sooner, back in March, 54,000 lives would have been spared in March and April alone.
Biden says Trump's intentional failure not only cost lives, but also sent the economy into a tailspin and left schools and families struggling.
This is a recession created by Donald Trump's negligence, and he is unfit for this job as a consequence of it. How many schools aren't open right now? How many kids are starting the new school year the same way they ended the last one, at home? How many parents feel abandoned and overwhelmed? How many frontline workers are exhausted and pushed to their limits? And how many families are missing loved ones at their dinner table tonight because of his failures? It's beyond despicable. It's a dereliction of duty. It's a disgrace.
Biden also blasted Trump for alleged remarks referring to U.S. war dead as losers and suckers.
No one who served this nation has been a loser or a sucker. They're all heroes. But would you expect anything different from someone who could stand next to a father of a fallen soldier and say, at a cemetery, and say, I don't get it. What was in it for them? What was in it for them? Donald Trump doesn't understand what it means to serve something bigger than yourself. He doesn't understand duty, honor, country. He lives in a different code. Lies, selfishness, greed. Yes, Donald Trump and I have a pretty different philosophy when it comes to giving our word. Mine means something.
Biden's event in Warren, Michigan marks his effort to win back a formerly blue state that narrowly went to Trump in the 2016 election. Biden says in July he made the first plank of his agenda, a plan to modernize American manufacturing and technology, in order to make sure the future is made in America. Now he's adding details. He's vowing to close what he calls loopholes in Trump's 2017 tax cut in order to stop the flight of manufacturing companies overseas.
Today I'm announcing my new American Made in America tax credit, a 10% advanceable tax credit for companies that invest in the United States and American workers to help accelerate the recovery under our Build Back Better agenda. So if your company revitalizes a closing facility here in the United States, like the transmission plant that got closed last year, we'll take care of 10% of the investment that company makes to reopen it.
Biden is also promising to create a Made in America office in the White House. It's a message tailor-made to attract blue-collar voters in the Midwest swing states.
You're going to have the best, most friendly union president in the history of the United States of America when I'm in the White House.
Biden's speech took place outside a United Auto Workers office in the Detroit suburb of Warren, Michigan. Last week, Biden was in Wisconsin, followed by a Labor Day event in Pennsylvania. Those three states are seen as must-win states for Trump, and a Biden victory in one or two of those states would help block Trump's path to an Electoral College victory in November. So Biden is likely to keep up the pressure with the kind of labor-friendly pitch he made to Michigan workers.
I don't buy for one second that the vitality of American manufacturing is a thing of the past. We have the most qualified workers in the world. American manufacturing is the old expression you heard your grandpa say, and grandmother, was the arsenal of democracy in World War II. Well, guess what? It's going to be part of the engine of American prosperity now in 2021. And we're going to make it happen with American grit, American determination, and American union workers.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.